Correctly prescribed medications, prescription medications, are currently the fifth leading cause of death in the United States. This means you're sick, you go to your doctor, he gives you a medicine, and it kills you. It's the fifth leading cause of death in the United States. This came from the Journal of the American Medical Association, 1988. It was the fifth leading cause of death in the United States, and it ain't gotten any better. We have been culturally conditioned to believe that MD-directed pharmaceutical allopathic medicine is the king, and it's the pauper. Our health is negatively affected by it every moment of every day, and we all need to collectively wake up. It's unbelievable what we've been accustomed to. This is one of the reasons why phenomena like this can persist. There's a psychological mechanism in the brain that makes us just want to believe what everybody else believes. It's called perceptual blindness. Now, so this type of perceptual blindness has led to this phenomena. This is what the state of medical care is like in the United States. And let me tell you something, the debate that's going on right now in Congress and in the Senate and at the Capitol has got nothing to do with health care. It is not about health care, it is about insurance. It's about who's going to pay for it. The only choices that we get are medical doctor A or medical doctor B. You don't have a choice to see a chiropractor or a naturopath or an acupuncturist or an herbalist or a traditional Chinese medical doctor, an Ayurvedic doctor. It's medical doctor A or medical doctor B because remember, they own everything. Everything else is alternative to it, right? Wrong. That's what we've been sold, but that is not the way that it is. This is the way that it is, and it's a problem. Now,